ideally, I would love to have one investor to come in and put money, hypothetically, $3 million in one project. So that's the best case scenario, have one investor, because you can give away 20% of the project for the $3 million.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Okay, so on this episode, I am going to speak about how to invest three ways. Hold on, let me start over again. Three ways on how to invest from Mexico or Latin America in the U.S. if you're going to invest in real estate. Okay, I'm going to talk three just basic ways on how you can do that, or pretty much actually anywhere in the country or in the world, sorry, anywhere in the world you can invest in the U.S. Just check your legal, with your legal counsel, your legal team, and your CPAs on all that. Obviously, I'm not an expert and I'm not a CPA or an attorney, but this is just entertainment purposes only. But this is how one way that you can invest in the U.S. from outside the U.S., right? So go check my other video on part one where I speak about how to open a entity, a business, so you can fund your investments in the U.S., okay? Go check out part one. This is part two. The first way that you can invest here in the U.S. is kind of an active investor, right? You can fly in, or if you want to just do it virtually, you can come out and you can buy properties, manage them virtually, and have a team here in place where you can fix and flip. You can buy rentals, you can buy commercial buildings, you can buy apartment buildings, you can buy land, you can build new, you can do all kinds of stuff. Okay, but let's keep it a little bit basic, right? Maybe you want to just buy some rental houses. You can do that from virtually anywhere in the world in the U.S. Okay. Very easy. That's how you're an active investor. You bring your money here. Maybe you bring money with other investors and you start buying properties here, right? Maybe you got a good banking relationship and they give you loans, right? I don't know where you stand financially, okay? Number two is you can let people borrow your money, right? You can say, hey, look, can we borrow your money at a whatever 8% return? And you give money to somebody here in the United States. They invest in real estate and then they give you a return back. That's the passive, right? How long will you give it to them? 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 5 years? I really don't know, right? Depends on the project, right? Who depends on the investor, and it depends on you. What's your personality? What do you feel comfortable lending, right? And how much? And how much that person, how much do they need, okay? So that's kind of a passive way of investing in the U.S. from other parts of the world, and there's ways of doing that. Go check out part one. Just very basic. If you have specific questions, please leave them in the comments and I'll try to answer them the best I can or connect you with somebody that I know that could probably help you. Third way. I kind of like the third way. It's kind of my favorite because kind of a combination of both. Well, not really active, but it's a combination of being a passive investor, like option two, and actually keeping some of the equity, right? Keeping some ownership of the project, right? So for example, where I'll give you some case studies that I've, you know, working on. If we got a project and we have an investor that say, hey, you know, we're going to buy a project that's $10 million and our down payment, you know, we need to bring $3 million to the table and the bank will give us the other $7 million and they'll give us the remodel, but we need $3 million as a down payment. You know, what can you do for me if I bring you $3 million, right? This is what I would say. Look, bring me the $3 million. What's going to be maybe a 2 to 5 year project. Let's just say it's a 3 year project. And what I'll do while your $3 million is in the project, I will give you a 6% return on your money, right? 5% return on your money, 8% return on your money. Depends on the project, okay? But let's just say a 6% return on the $3 million per year, right? So what's 6% of $3 million every single year? That's $180,000. Is that right? I think that's right. I did that math quickly. So $180,000 a year that you will make as long as the money is in the project. Now, after 3 years, I love here about this method. I call it the Uber of real estate, right? The ultimate Burr, where basically what it means is you're going to raise the value of the property. And in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever the business plan is, you're going to refinance it. So let's assume that the property is worth $15 million in 3 years, right? Now the bank's going to come in and the bank say the bank's going to give you $11 million, right? If it's worth $15 million, you do a refinance and the bank gives you $11 million. So guess what happens? You had a loan for, at the beginning, right? You bought it for $10 million. You had an investor who brought you $3 million and the bank brought you the other $7 million. So you pay the first investor back, well, the bank $7 million, and then the investor you give him back is $3 million. You have $1 million left over, right? Now the investor already made his $180,000 a year for the first 3 years, right? He got that money. Now there's $1 million left. So what happens with this $1 million? You can structure this like a combination, right? You give the investor a 6% return on his money for as long as it's in the deal, and then he gets his money back. After that's done, the investor will keep a 20% ownership, right? Like his company, right? Especially if you're from Mexico, you have a company in the US, that LLC or that company owns 20% of that project. So let's assume that that project cash flows $20,000 a month. It should cash flow more, but let's just say that it cash flows $20,000 a month after all expenses. That means that you or that investor, just say it's you, would keep 20% of this $20,000 coming in, which is what, $4,000 a month. So you got your $3 million back. You made $180,000 per year. So maybe you had it there for 3 years, almost $600,000 you got back. And now you're made whole. You got all your money back. Now you're getting $4,000 every single month until this property sold or whatever it is, right? Which is pretty cool. Not just that. But remember, there's $1 million on the refinance, right? Let's say there's $1 million in the refinance. Since you own 20%, at that point, you'll own 20% of this project. You get 20% of that refinance. So if there's $200,000, those $200,000 you also get, right? So you got your 6% pref, $180,000 a year for 3 years, every single year. And then you got 20% of the $1 million from the refinance because the bank gave us $1 million. We paid off 10. Now you made another $200,000, you get 20% ownership, right? And then moving forward, you have a $4,000 a month cash flow for this property. Now, let's say we hold this property for 10 years and we sell it for, you know, we sell it for $21 million and our loan is for 11. There's a $10 million profit and you're still owner of that 20%. So in 10 years from now, you get another $2 million on top of that, plus all the money you made throughout those 10 years. For me, that's the best way to partner with somebody where you don't just give them their money, right? And then they use your money, you make a return. There's nothing wrong with that, right? If somebody wants 6%, 8%, I'll give that to them all day long. But if I can kick in some equity at the end, a 20%, 10%, 15%, whatever the numbers work to make that deal, I'm just giving this as an example, maybe it'd be 20% or 15, but just to make this deal work for that investor. Because what's going to happen if this deal takes a year or a year and a half and the investor gets the money back, they're going to run and reinvest it on another project, right? And in another project and another project. And they know people, if they got $3 million, trust me, they know people with as maybe a little bit less, but definitely know people with more money than $3 million to let you help you invest here in the US. So that's like kind of my combination. It's a combination model. I like that because you get some kind of income coming in from the beginning, and you actually get a cash out at the end. There's a lot of other ways to structure it, but I'm just giving you a big, big picture, right? Maybe if the project doesn't cash flow for the first year, you don't get paid that 6% preferred, but maybe in year two, you get paid a little bit more, and in year three, you get paid even more, and then when the property sells or refinance, you get all your money that you're owed. You know, it's just a lot of ways to structure these deals to make them work, as long as it's a win-win situation. That is my favorite model, is to do it that way, because it allows somebody like me to be able to go buy real estate and have my team do all the operations while there's a passive investor. Now, ideally, I would love to have, you know, one investor, right, to come in and put money, hypothetically, $3 million in one project, right? So that's the best case scenario, have one investor, right? Because you can give away 20% of the project for the $3 million. Now, maybe it might be two investors, maybe it's three investors. Each one brings in $1 million. Right now, if you're going to give away 20% of the project and there's three people that bring you money, that 20% gets split up on those three people, right? So it depends how much money somebody's bringing, right? Ideally, you want somebody to bring the big check, just a lot, you know, less work, and that person makes the most money. So that's how you can do kind of a combination, right? You can get money from people here in the US, you get money from people from other countries. I love it, especially if you live in another country and you want to invest in the US. Find yourself a good operator, find yourself somebody you like and you trust, and you like what they're buying, okay, and you and their personality and their investment personality fits your investment personality, so then you can guys can work together and make money, you know, long term. This is the long term wealth builder, because the goal here is to try to keep the properties, you know, keep them, you know, for a year, two, three, four, five, and then refinance and keep them forever, right? Not try to sell if you can avoid it, right? If the market changes, you got to sell. But ideally, you want to keep these properties. Maybe you refinance and there's no money cashed out, right? Maybe earlier I said there's $1 million cash out. What if there's no money to cash out? That's still okay. You still made your money, your 6% on your money. And moving forward, you're going to collect like $4,000 a month, right? Still a great return, especially if you keep it long term, right? Because we want to build long term wealth, not just do transactional funding. So that is my favorite model, kind of a hybrid, a little bit of interest and a part of the project. Check out my other parts of the video. I have a part 3. We'll talk a little bit about paying taxes and how you won't be able, you, if you do it structurally properly, you'll pay very little taxes here in the US, right? Depends where you're at in other parts of the world. You can structure it a little bit different, but your money here in the US, you will be able to pay practically, if you do it right, zero taxes on all the income that you make. So go check out part 3 of this 3-part, I think it's a 3-part series, might become longer. Just keep searching the YouTube channels. Register, subscribe. I don't even know what the hell I said register. So subscribe, follow me on other social media, and we'll talk to you later. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that will help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos. Not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.